So now that we're ready to start, this presentation is going to be a joint presentation from our new general manager at KPFK, Leslie Radford, and from Alan Minsky, our longstanding program director. Thank you. Okay. For those that don't understand the word interim, that does speak to a time frame, not to anything beyond that. A lot of people attach a lot of other definitions. Bella, please. Anyway, so if everyone can please be polite and listen to the presentation, and take it away, Leslie.
Oh, I can't top Brian's presentation. I don't promise you anything with videos made by National Public Radio. So what I am hearing is people want to know about the finances and people want to know a little bit about my vision for the station coming in. And those are the two things I'm going to lay out for you today. But first of all, I want to welcome everybody.
They're asking for you to be a little closer.
A little closer? All right. I want to welcome everybody from the PNB who've traveled from around the country to this event today. I want to thank all of our listeners who are in the audience. I really appreciate it. I've been listening at home, I promise. And I want to thank particularly our Spanish Language Association for putting on the really bomb fiesta last night. I hope you all had fun. And let's get rolling with these scary numbers. Well, there we go. First of all, here's an overview of our listener income from 2002 to 2015. I've pulled out the CPB money here so that we actually can see what's been happening. And as you'll see, even in 2015, if we project out according to our budget, we're looking okay. Here are our expenses. I don't have expenses for FY 2 to 4. And again, the fiscal year 15 is based on actuals through May 31st and projected out for the last 4 months. And you'll see that our expenses are not way over the top. In fact, that's kind of what it looks like. The gaps you're seeing in each year, up until we lost the CPB money, are the gaps made up by CPB. And if you'll notice, the gap in the last 2 years is about the same as the gaps every other year. What this tells us is that we haven't made up for the loss of CPB money. I am going to try to do that. I don't believe the CPB money is a secure source of income for us. I don't know that we'll get it this time, and I certainly don't trust a Republican Congress to keep that going for us. So we need to look at ways of making up that gap. Here we've got this year's income. Obviously and expectedly, it's very uneven. We do have in place now a sustainers program that should help level that out, and I plan on expanding that considerably. If we can get an even cash flow going from people donating from their bank accounts on a regular basis, then we don't have to pitch as long and as hard, and we won't see these spikes in our income. Speaking of which, here are expenses to date. Now, frankly, the first 3 months may be off in expenses. We did have a situation in the business office where invoices where checks were being paid directly from invoices and not entered into the system. And I suspect there are more coming there. But that's the figures I'm getting from the national office at this point. If I lay them out like this, that's not really very useful. But there you go with the average income and the average expenses over the months. Here's a warning for all of you who are managing money around the station. That little gap between the two averages is what's causing the problem at KPFK over an 8-month period. and it looks like this. If you'll notice, our year-to-date actual income is down somewhat from our budgeted amount. Our expenses, on the other hand, are way out of control. Now, before you gasp, okay, this is our number of listener sponsors. That center line in the middle is at 18,500. That's our break-even point. You can see at $150, which is the average subscription. As you can see, we've been below that for some time. Down at this year, fiscal year 15, we look like we have slightly more than 15,000 listener subscribers. We do have one more fund drive to go. The subscriptions director at KPFK, Terry Guy, says he anticipates that number to be upwards of 1,700 after our July-August mini drive. That looks to me to be ambitious, but doable. 17,000, yes. I don't think we're going to get to the 18,500 that is the survival basis for this station. There you go, folks. There's the money. Oh, we can't see the bottom figures. Is there any way we can... Yeah. Wise Turbo Checker.
It's on yours. Right
there. It is on mine, isn't it? Click. There we go. You'll notice... Well, maybe you won't notice.
Thank you, Bill Gates.
Yes.
In every category, we are over budget. Right down the line.
Or underfunded.
Yeah, I like that. I like that, John. We're underfunded. But that's where we're at, according to the most recent figures. And as I say, we probably still have unentered invoices and payments in the expense line. It's unlikely we have unentered income because that comes through the MEMSIS system directly into Great Plains. The income should all be in there. It's the expenses that I'm worried about. Okay, there's your bad news. We have a great station.
Yeah.
We have a great station. And I want to tell you what's great about our station. First of all, our staff, paid and unpaid, are our greatest resource. They're knowledgeable, professional, and dedicated to KPFK and the mission. We have amazing volunteers, and we're cultivating a crop of new volunteers. We have somebody who's volunteered to do social media for us on a regular basis, and that's happening. We're installing a new phone system, and we'll be upgrading our transmission so we'll have more complete coverage on our western border. For the future, we're already working with grassroots groups in organizing to expand our coverage of local news and public affairs. Those folks are Zulu Nation. And it looks like we're going to be starting a stringer program. We'll begin training we began training last week. We've begun exploring new revenue streams and revisiting old ones. We're going to be rolling out a more modern, updated fundraising plan next week. And all I can say is that, you just witnessed a week of our special programming during our fund drive that was staffed largely by volunteers, but those volunteers were, for the most part, experienced radio programmers from our past that we brought back to do this. We had a wonderful blend of old and new programming. It wasn't always the smoothest, but it does point to a new local focus for KPFK that I hope to continue here. Our goals are more listeners, more diverse listeners, younger listeners, and to live within our means. That's the business we're in. We're going to be beginning training programs. We're going to see an increase in local performers as well as local issues. We want to return the station building itself, the plant, to a community space where things are buzzing 24/7, I hope. What I'm looking for is reviving all those elements that made KPFK legendary in the day and bringing those elements into the 21st century. It's an ambitious and huge project, but we have the people and we have the skills and we have the enthusiasm to make it happen. KPFK remains legendary, and it will be legendary far into the future. We're coming back better and stronger than ever after I take a nap. Let me turn it over to Alan Minsky.
Leslie Radford, KPFK's new general manager. I don't know if the audience has, but the PMB members have a programming report that I wrote, and I'm not going to add much to what Leslie said, except that my feelings about KPFK's current state of its programming is it has two significant deficits, and they are what we hear more than anything else about programming, and I'm guessing this is similar at the other stations, that we have far too many fund drives. By an order of magnitude, it's the major complaint that we get about
our... Too many and too long.
Too many and too long. Too many days. And actually, because of...
And the content that you
The other thing we have is the absence of prominent local news coverage. And I think that Leslie has arrived with a real desire to address the deficit in local news coverage. And the plan we're going to proceed with is to try to address that deficit directly from inside the building. Now, in terms of the first issue, which is the excess of fund drive days, it's something that I really do believe it does concern the board and the boards, so the local station board and the Pacifica National Board. I know that the direct relationship of the boards to programming content it's not the purview of the boards, but I do think that the boards can make tremendous can do something tremendous for the programming at all five stations and certainly at KPFK by assisting the general manager and again going through the budget, going through the staff, and whatever it takes for us to be able to raise funds from sources other than the programming department. I think we are dealing with a real crisis in terms of exhausting our listeners, and I do think that the sustainer program could really assist at KPFK, and if they don't exist at the other stations, I do think it's a really positive introduction at KPFK because we see money coming in, but it's also an instrument that a general manager and whoever the general manager can work with, maybe a development director, could take the sustainer program when we're not on air and continually to use that as something to introduce to potential donors and draw in money. And, again, if we know money is coming in, then we can really start cutting into the fund drive days. So, again, I have the written report. I think the final paragraph is more eloquent than I'm being right this moment. But, again, I really encourage the boards to not only looking into allocating the resources for the stations and KPFK in particular – to raise funds from sources other than non-air fundraising, but also for the boards themselves to play an active role and to hopefully adopt a position of pressuring each other, the members of the Pacifica National Board and the members of the local station boards, to go out and raise some serious money for the stations, because I do think we're dealing with donor fatigue through our on-air fundraising. We have more fund drive days and diminishing returns on KPFK, and that's as predictable can be. So, again, that's the first point. The second point, though, I do think we have a positive strategy to introduce more local coverage from our news department, including headlines across all the weekdays. And as we continue to expand and develop that program under the guidance of the coordinators of the news department, to hopefully have news headlines across all of our programming. It's certainly an aspiration. And then, of course, also to improve our digital platforms for our programming content, most particularly local news. It's very frustrating for these fantastic local news reports that are produced by KPFK to go out into the ether over the radio airwaves and then disappear and not have a place online where they're permanently housed. It's very important, considering the distinctive nature of our programming and our news reports, that these aren't available in digestible format on digital platforms. I do want to say this about our programming and about Pacifica's programming. You know, we are at a very interesting place in world history right now. I think neoliberalism has lost its the spell it has cast over humanity in the post-Cold War period. And you look at, you know, the Latin American left, you look at Podemos in Spain, you look at Syriza in Greece, you look in the United States at the Black Lives Matter movement, you look at the defeat yesterday of TPP, and on all of those fronts... Sure. But you look on all those fronts, and here's the poignant issue here for us in this room. Pacifica Radio is the only place in the American media market that reflects those points of view. And again, you can also look at something like the Sanders campaign and the surprise momentum that it has currently. We are Air America is dead. It didn't really go there anyway. We have the whole territory to ourselves. And so the potential for this network in terms of programming and reaching a mass audience and just expanding the mass numbers of people who love us and appreciate what I do is limitless at this moment. So that's my words for now.
The first hand that went up was Jose Luis, the second one was Robert Mark, and the third one is Janet Kay. Okay, and George.
Thank you for the report. You know, I've been in Los Angeles for 3 months as the executive director of National Lawyers Guild here in Los Angeles, and I drive a lot when I go to community events, and I have to tell you that the programming in the afternoon on KPFK is dismal. It is very. I'm stuck in traffic listening to, you know, stuff that's not quality. Your morning stuff is great. I think Margaret Prescott is great, and then you have what we have up at KPFA, which is great. But then in the afternoon, it's just like, oh my God! And then your fundraising, it's all this health stuff that's reruns. It's tapes. It's like, you know, why aren't we doing the archive stuff? Why aren't we doing educational stuff? And I love the fundraising. You know, I gave $1,000 to Margaret Prescott because she inspired me when she is pitching. Now I get into this health lady and these other people. It's like, oh, come on, this radioactive thing is going to fix my water. I'm not going to buy that. It's like, you guys, so you have to do better at fundraising. And I love the fundraising at KPFA because they put on good stuff that they're going to sell, and they educate me the stuff that I haven't heard before. So I don't mind the fund drives. I like the fund drives because they bring in new stuff that I haven't heard before. So, you know, I think we need to this neoliberalism you talk about, the TPP, I want to hear that in the afternoon. That's what I want to hear. I don't want to be hearing this, the Hutchinson report, and I don't want to be hearing this car show person who is – it's underwriting. It's like he is selling something. He's always selling either Dodge or Ford, and they're on our airwaves or a auto magazine. And how much money are they giving us? They're making a lot of money off of us. But how much are they giving back?
Thank you. Okay. You're going to time. Okay. Robert Mark?
Yeah, this is a bean counter question.
Sure.
But both people talked about sustaining memberships in their presentation. And so it was once presented to me that there was a difference between me donating $50 a month for 12 months and me becoming a sustainer at $50 a month. And that what the difference was is that in accrual accounting, if you're a sustainer, you can count the entire year's worth of the sustained pledge immediately. Whereas if it's $50 a month for 12 months, you can't count it immediately. You have to count it when received. And so I guess my question is, I mean, sustaining is good, but if you got a crisis now, you have the money counted, but you don't have the money. And I guess I would like a comment on that.
Oh, okay. I think there are two
differences.
First, confirm
or deny my perception, and second.
Yeah, my understanding is that sustainers and whatever you said about paying $50 a month, it's going to be the same. However, what I think you're referring to is that when they take the pledge, if it is, you know, in that case, $600 versus $50 a month, that they're counting the $600 up front. Is that what you're saying? Versus spreading it out. Okay. And Brian.
So just to be clear, Robert,
yes, okay.
Pacifica uses cash accounting on pledges. So the financial statements you're looking at only show the dollars that have come in,
right,
not the pledges that have come in. Yes, the auditor makes an adjustment based on the average fulfillment rate on how much the outstanding pledges are worth, but you only see it on the year-end audit.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Okay.
If I could clarify, too, the way we're using it, if you want to.
All right. Everyone's doing a fine job.
Oh, no. You want to go ahead?
No.
No, it's just the way we define the term, and this was started a little bit about 2 months ago in an emergency fund drive. A sustainer, the way that we've thought of it, at least within the building, and we don't know accounting jargon, is that, I know, but just around the station and the way we've used it on air, if you're a sustainer in contrast to spreading your pledge out over 12 months, after 12 months, the money continues to come in. So we hadn't offered that on air previously. We tried to be as clear as possible. So if you said you were a sustainer, the money would continue past the 12 months. So it's in perpetuity.
Okay, so the next person is Janet Kay. And then George, and then Rodrigo.
Yes, thank you. Okay, so three things. One, you've said more local news, and so that means less of something else. So I'd like you to, I guess, you know, talk about what changes as a result of that. Second one is, can you talk about your Spanish language programming and how much of it there is, and are there any changes that will take place? And then finally, would you give a breakdown of your staff, paid versus unpaid, and what functions, you know, programming versus operations or whatever, how many? And okay. Thank you.
Yeah, the first one was we receive a shared broadcast from KPFA, the Pacifica Evening News, and if we expand our local programming, I think the goal in time would be to have in half an hour of locally produced programming that's emphasis would be on local news. We'd still share the first half hour with KPFA. That's sort of the short-term, long-term goal. But the other part of it is, and we'd probably take baby steps up that way, because, you know, news crunching is difficult work. There's a lot of finesse involved in it. And we are also interested in adding locally produced headlines in the afternoon. We have a form of headlines in all of our morning programming, but not the afternoons. Maybe that'll make the afternoon programming a little bit more appealing to Jose Luis Fuentes. I do want to talk to you, Jose, about that. The two shows you cited were on Saturday, not the afternoon, by the way. But I'm curious which portion of the afternoon program you're hearing, and so I'll talk to you about that afterwards. And then the second question, Spanish language. We run Spanish language programming from Monday through Thursday, 9 p.m. to 12 p.m., and we have a couple of shows, one that's about to be on at 6 p.m. on Saturday that is bilingual, largely Spanish language music show, Canto Sin Fronteras. And the show that follows it, Canto Tropical, I'd say that that's bilingual, but that's predominantly – it's also, but that's predominantly English in the DJs. description of the songs, but it is somewhat bilingual. So that's the totality of our programming. Right now, there's no specific plans to change it. Obviously, Leslie's a new general manager, and Zubairi and I had some plans for programming, but nothing was put in motion in a manner that it was in motion in a way that it had to occur, except for this immediate season, which were very marginal changes. So again, we'll be talking about further changes in programming in the coming weeks and months in Leslie Radford.
Okay. Regarding our personnel, we have two managers. We have one person who's doubling between development and music and moving more toward the development side. We have four full-time programmers and five assistant producers attached to those programs. In operations, we have a webmaster, an IT person, 8 part-time board ops, and a chief operator who's 3/4 time.
Thank you.
How many unpaid people? Rough guess, 250?
Somewhere between 250 and 400. About 250 who'll qualify to vote, maybe a few more than that. But 400 if you get everybody, I think. It's a big station.
George is next. I've got you, Benito.
There was a figure of 464,000, more or less, for development. I assume some of that is premiums. I gather that you have a development director. What kinds of things?
No, we don't.
I thought you just said someone was working on...
We have someone working on development. She is not the development director. We do not have that position. We don't have an operations director either.
What kinds of things go into that? What kind of activities are you doing for development, and what are the rest of those expenses?
A lot of those were indeed premiums. She's started working on programs, getting us tickets to music events with cross-promotion to music events. We also have our film club, which brings in revenue and does cross-promotion with films coming out across the city. We need to expand our development for sure. We do not have anybody in there who is qualified as a development director. That, I guess, will fall to me along with operations.
And what's a film club?
A film club is where our donors donate $120, and they're guaranteed seats to, I believe it's 12?
150.
150 for 12 shows, but they usually end up offering them about 200. Donna does a wonderful job getting free tickets across the city for people who want to join the film club.
And she's paid.
Yes, she is.
Thank you.
Rodrigo, and then Benito.
One of the important things for this year, actually, what we must do, and you know, I would ask you to try to move on that direction, you know, the soonest, is to update the names of those that are registered as, you know, the staff, and pay and unpaid, whatever, because it's been outdated for so many years, right? It was all, the ones that we got were like people who were doing programming like 8-10 years ago. So it's like really outdated, you know, at least the last list that we had. And I have a question. What happened with this thing, you know, the Kmart or the whatever, you know? What is that? Ralph's, you know, what is it like? We heard that we had to mention, and you know, and then KPFA would get like some cents or something or whatever. I don't know. I'm not so familiar. Can you explain that, please?
Yes, we have a program that our development person came up with. It's a Ralph's program where if you go to Ralph's and you identify yourself as a KPFK listener, they will donate some small amount of money to KPFK. That is not a strong revenue stream, but it is part of a package that I was presented that was approved by our FCC attorney that involves offering social media, website, and other promotion up to and including on-air announcements. She designed it for nonprofit organizations. Smaller nonprofits will still have promos for free, but the larger nonprofits, we do have a 3-tier program in place when I came in that has those steps in it.
Okay. Next is Benito, and then I have a question. Benito, go ahead.
Hi. So.
Oh, and we're almost at time, but go ahead.
All right. So my name is Benito from PFW in DC, and my question is, can you tell us, like Jane? I mean, Jane, boy, Janet. This ain't DC, and you're not like the person I'm thinking of. Janet asked a related question a few minutes ago, but what I would like to know is how many paid programmers do you have and how many volunteer programmers do you have and what is the ethnic composition or majority, let's say, of each group?
I forgot to mention we also have a paid volunteer coordinator. I don't have the figures in front of me. We have 4 paid programmers. We have 1 who is a black woman. We have 1 who is a Pakistani woman. We have 2 white males. I do not know the ethnic breakdown of the... I do not know the ethnic breakdown of the unpaid staff because many of them work in collectives. Some of them work alone, so I don't have that information for you in any reliable way, I'm afraid.
Okay, I have a very quick...
We have a news, a primary news coordinator who's Latino and a... part-time news contributor who's paid. These 2 guys are paid. Who's white?
Can I ask a follow-up?
Okay, we're almost at time, and they're going to get a ticket because they're part-time meter. Go ahead.
I don't know what. Okay. Let me just ask this question. I've heard a number of people speak today during public comment who seem to have some questions or concerns or problems with Spanish language programming. And I would like to understand where they're coming from. What is the concern? So, and that is partly what motivated, frankly, what motivated my first question. I'm coming from the perspective of affirmative action. I'm trying to understand what people's problem, some people's problem is with affirmative action and the ability of the station to be able to program to the needs of the majority population.
Okay, very briefly, again, we're at time. I'm going to just allow a response, one question, and because I have a question.
Briefly, the answers I've heard to that are almost across the board that English-only people cannot understand what's being broadcast in those hours.
Okay. So, Margie?
I just wanted to ask a question about paid staff. Do you use up on my...
Sorry. I'm Margie Wilkinson from KPFA. I finally remembered to say that. I want to ask a question about paid staff. Do you have anyone who handles membership and subscriptions? And if so, how many people and are they paid or unpaid?
We have 1 full-time subscriptions manager, and I believe both of his assistants are full-time. He has 2.
Okay.
So one is out on leave, and he has a substitute in, but... There are 2 people assisting him in subscriptions.
So, thank you.
So, Leslie, I have 1 quick question. My understanding is that the National Election Supervisor is saying we only have 13,000 members, but you said 15,000 with an aspiration of 17. But where did those 2,000 go? Because we're approaching an election, and that's a gap.
I would assume, since we just finished a fund drive, I got my figures from Terry yesterday, that they're being entered into the system as we go, and if she got hers even before the beginning of the weekend, it could be off by that much.
Okay, thank you. Okay, so they're about to be towed, but thank you so much. I mean, their cars are, not necessarily them. But thank you both so much for your presentation, and we're going to move along with other... with our agenda, which is the treasurer from KPFK and the chair. Okay, Bella. Okay, yeah. Okay, you can. As soon as they move their cars, you can get them. Okay, Tej and Michael Novick. What do you mean you're not coming back? No, but they know where to find you.
Yeah, that's true.
Everyone knows where to find you.
Yeah.
Oh, question.
Yeah. Yes. Okay. One more question. Are you going to ask another question? Oh, okay. But thank you so much, and I.